There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's on your mind? Telephone number is 800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503 with your comments. You can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Pat Finkett in for me, Scott Hinnon, today, after I spend a moment telling you about my pals at Polar Service Center. $15 million. That is the size of the inventory they have at Polar Service Center. There's not a tank part that Polar doesn't have. Everything that you need, from tank parts to top brands and industrial hose, they have it. Killdeer, soon in Williston, and Billings, too. They do truck hydraulics. If you're pumping crude, they have a pump for it. If you've got to push sand off a trailer, they got a blower for it. If you push water or vacuum water out of your trailer, they have a pump for it and the hose to carry it through. They do collision repair in Billings with a full fab shop there. And their Killdeer location delivers to Dickinson, to Watford City, to Williston, to Bismarck, and Minot, too. And they have a tank wash. So remember that in both locations. Mention my name. Get $100 off your first wash at Polar Service Center, Highway 22 North, top of the hill in Killdeer, or in Billings, I-90, north side, exit 452 or 455. Tell them Scott sent you to Polar Service Center. They're simply the best. Now more with our guest host today, Mr. Pat Finkett. Pat?
Hey, Scotty. Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity to sit in the big chair for you today. Hopefully we're not driving all your listeners away. Anyway, you're listening to What's on Your Mind. Pat Finkett sitting in for Scott and my trusty sidekick today, Todd the Radio God. Kind of interesting. First of all, I should say thank you to our guests last hour and also all the callers. A great discussion on immigration. But it is time to move on, and I'm pleased to introduce the new chancellor for the North Dakota University System, Mark Higgerot. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, Pat. Thanks for having me.
I feel like this is the first month anniversary of your new gig, so...
Close. No, it is. It's been a month, but it's been busy, and it's been great to get back to our state and to meet legislators. That's the first thing I've been doing, actually, as you well know.
So if you want to make a comment or ask a question of our new chancellor, you can join the discussion at 258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. But Mark, I thought before, you know, this really is one of the first opportunities people have had to get to know you on as the chancellor, but also a little bit about your background. I thought it'd be great before we get into some of the issues. And of course, I know you're on a listening tour first with legislators and now starting this week with the general public. But I thought before we got into all of that, why don't you share with our listeners a little of your background, where you come from and what kind of experiences you've had to date?
Yeah, well, it's a long background with our state. My great grandfather homesteaded, Northwest of Mandan back in the 1870s, and my dad's out on the farm right now working. Gone many years because my dad was in the Navy, then in technology, and then I myself am a 30-year Navy veteran. So my background was about 20 years of what they call the line. So for, you know, the people I'll be meeting today in heavy industry and energy, I was both a nuclear engineer in the Navy, power generation, distribution, and then ships, networks, data with emphasis on cyber. And then about 11 years ago, the Navy asked me to shift careers into the education track. The Navy's got a big education system, thousands and thousands of two-year certificate type of training programs, then four-year undergraduate, then master's degree programs, and some doctor programs. So they need officers to shift career paths. So I did that 11 years ago, left the line, and been in education since that time. And administrative positions, as well as, you know, doing some teaching and some research in, most recently, cybersecurity and unmanned systems was the field that I was in most recently. I was a deputy director in cybersecurity at the Naval Academy. And now I'm honored to be out here joining, you know, the NDUS system. And in a nutshell, that's kind of what I was doing. And then operational line, I was on five ships, so I did lots of sea time and a tour in Afghanistan, so lots of excitement.
Well, I have to tell you, first of all, before I forget, thank you for your service. I always like to make a point of that. I mean, for people like you who have served in the military, guarding our freedoms, I think it's important. We always start with the recognition of the service and all you've done for this country in your professional career in the military. So thank you for that. Beyond that, I for those of you that have not had a chance to meet Mark yet, I will tell you that he's a very personable guy and a very smart man. And I'm excited about the prospect with Mr. Hagerod as the chancellor. And I know it's early yet, but I have to tell you that in our previous meeting, I was very impressed, and I've been telling people the fact that I have great hope for where the system's going. And obviously, we have a great system here. I mean, and I always find that there's a disconnect between what people think and really what the media sometimes hypes. And in that is mostly people in North Dakota like their schools. They like the higher education system. That doesn't mean we don't have problems and don't have to address some things. But by and large, the system is pretty well thought of. But you've just come off a listening tour with legislators and been on the job about a month. What do you think the primary issues are that you need to address as we move forward?
Well, as you said, I went around the state, met with, I think, about four dozen legislators, and it was a wonderful experience, both to get to know them in a little more personal detail, but also to hear their thoughts. And I asked them to give me feedback in three ways, and it was really helpful. One was how to better work with the legislature, because they have been incredibly supportive of higher ed, one of the few states in the country that's been increasing support for higher education during this rough patch since 2008. So I wanted to thank them for that and then ask them how to better work with the legislature, because we have a unique system here. If I think I have it right, you know, the legislature created the State Board of Higher Ed back when we had a governor who was very aggressive and they wanted to have a balance of powers. Well, now we have a state board that's appointed by the governor, and it causes, you know, some communications complexity. And so that was the first part, how to better work with them. And we'll be meeting with the interim committee this August. The second thing I asked them is, since they have their feet on the ground in their communities, is how better can our system serve their communities? And I realized, and I already knew this, but I was reaffirmed that there's a wide range of needs in different communities, the students, the programs that should be offered. And so I was helpful, took several pages of notes on that. And then lastly, I asked them to reflect on our state as a system of systems, you know, 11 campuses, a system of government, cooperation with our various workforce training, train ND. Think about it as a system. And got some really thoughtful responses. One legislator from the East said, you know, we're pretty stable out here, but the West has really had challenges. So some of your first priorities should be, you know, helping big schools out in the oil patch that have really been on the front line of wealth creation and helping our economy go. But so it was a range of feedback at those different levels, you know, legislative relations, communication, local needs, which were divergent depending on where you were, and then as a system, promoting a system of systems we have and helping out those in need while the other ones can perhaps take a little less support right now.
I'm always amazed by that kind of discussion where, you know, that's been going on in this state on a variety of fronts. And early on with the oil development, you know, that was universal across the state. You know, this idea that somehow you have to protect your turf or be engaged in your backyard really hasn't been the case here. Now that things, that the infrastructure out west is starting to catch up, the east is starting to talk about, okay, now we have to, you know, bring some balance to this. But by and large, it's not uncommon in North Dakota to hear that story where people from all over the state want resources and activity to be focused out west, because you're right, the schools in the west have really been challenged by what's going on in a good way. I mean, what more could you ask for than a great economy?
No, you're right. And in fact, that was the double-edged sword, if you call it, of this booming economy bringing great wealth, for example, up in Williston, where there's such generous people, they're able to provide scholarships to any resident of Williams County to go to school, and they'll pay for that. But because the economy is booming, they have rapid turnover of faculty administrators. So they'd hire someone, and 2 or 3 weeks later, the oil companies would come and give them a counteroffer. So it is wonderful that we have this booming energy economy and being able to do what it is. But it means there's going to be some challenges and some adaptation required to smooth out the bumps.
Well, I always like to say that a great economy, a strong economy, is always the best social program. But it's not just in energy and not just in oil in this state. I mean, I'm sure you've heard that as well, is that our needs for higher education, but also technical trades, span the whole gamut. It's not just oil. It's also high tech out in the valley and advanced manufacturing. I mean, we've really got a diverse economy in this state.
No, you're right, and that's what we want to keep building. As part of my background, I'm still on the Defense Science Board. I was just back in Washington, D.C., and it's devoted to the study of unmanned systems and this whole emergence of new technologies. And our state, I don't know if you follow, I'm sure you have, but maybe some listeners haven't, but our state was written up in a Wall Street Business publication as the future Silicon Valley of unmanned systems, because you need open space. You need less dense airwaves. I don't know if you saw, but there were two near misses out in New York.
Mark, I'm going to have to cut you off. I'll let you finish that thought after the break, but we've got a hard break coming up. You're listening on What's On Your Mind, and we'll be back with our guest right after the break.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Target Field. They call it one of the best stadiums in baseball, and it is a dandy. Come along with us for a Twins Fun Bus. If you've never seen Target Field, make this the trip you do it. We'll broadcast What's On Your Mind en route Thursday, August 13th. Take off from Fargo, 7 a.m. Game at 12:10. Return after and have a great time. It's only $129 and includes everything. Great seat behind home plate, free breakfast, and that coach ride down. Want to go? Call 855-200-1776, extension 3, right now.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
If you're looking for land, Pipers.com is a great resource, or call for their catalog at 877-700-4099. I'm looking at the website right now, and dreaming about owning a piece of Medora, the former Hudson Company ranch north of Medora, 20,000 acres of fast meadows and streams and ponds, Rugged Buttes in the Dakota Badlands. Oh, it's incredible. You got to check it out. But there's Lyon and Morton and Burley and Adams and Grant and Golden Valley and Lemoore counties and Slope County. And I could go on and on. Hettinger, absolutely incredible. I'm also checking out these pheasants. I can't even imagine. Exceptional crop and hunting land, both with excellent access in Grant County. Down by Mott, about 320 acres, auction scheduled for Saturday, October 17th. I mean, it's just a dream. So check it out at Pipers.com, Kevin Piper and his team at Piper's Auction Company, or call them at 877-700-4099. They'd love to send you a complete catalog, okay? Tell them Scott sent you. Back to more of What's on Your Mind with Pat Finken, your guest host today.
Thanks, Scott. And you're listening to What's on Your Mind. Pat Finken sitting in for Scotty today. And our guest is the new North Dakota University System Chancellor, Mr. Mark Hagerot. Mark, appreciate you putting up with that interruption a few minutes ago. I did want to give you a chance to finish that thought, though, because it does speak to kind of the core interest that a lot of us have in higher ed in this state, and that is facilitating this incredible economy we've got going here. And I think you were talking about the opportunities in the valley with the unmanned aerial side of the equation. Mark, are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yep. Oh, there we've got you. Somebody had you turned down. So anyway, let's finish that discussion, because I think it's important to understand that it's not just oil, that there's so much going on in North Dakota, especially those of us that have grown up here and seen the evolution over the last 20 years of primarily an agrarian kind of an economy with a retail edge to it, to now this very diverse economy. And there are great opportunities. And you were speaking briefly about one of those, which is the whole unmanned aerial piece that's coming to fruition out in the valley.
Right. And you know, you make a great point that we have a vibrant economy, and we want to keep building that and want to diversify it. And it centers on the young people coming in, the young students that are going to learn new skills and knowledge. And one of those is this, you know, the revolution. There's no other word for it. This revolution in these smart machines that can fly by themselves or do other work. And UND and Grand Forks area are right there by the Grand Sky, kind of central energy behind this, such that the Wall Street publications are writing about North Dakota leading the way. And it's that open space combined with a workforce that was ranked number one and top-ranked colleges and universities. So all that together, we want to be a leader, and I'm really interested in getting involved in that in more detail and help diversify these opportunities for these young kids and adult learners, too, coming back.
And if you have a question or a comment for the chancellor, you can join us at 258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. I did want to touch upon one area, though. We spend a lot of time talking about high tech and advanced degrees and engineering, which all of those, I mean, when you look at what's going on with Microsoft and the unmanned aerial and the oil industry and the engineering, it's great to talk about that. But a big need in this state, and I mean a really big need right now, is on the trade side. How does trade skills, and how do you envision that unfolding in the state to meet what is an unmet need in this state? I don't think anybody would deny that we need more welders and more carpenters. How do we get that piece done?
Well, that's a great point, and I just want to be sure people know that, you know, I've worked in, of course, some advanced research settings, but also in my years as a ship officer, that those were complex systems running through with steam pipes and fuel pipes, all welded and maintained by basically two-year certificate trained people. And even out on my dad's farm today, there's an oil pipeline that runs underneath from the first Williston oil boom, and that welder welded that in 1951, and it's still going, and it's keeping the environment safe. So I'm all on board with what you're saying, is that we need skilled crafts, the people that actually make these systems run energy, and is most recently in there. And how do we do that? Well, the NDS system partners with business people, and that's probably why I'm getting around the state today. But, you know, the Train ND program, if people aren't familiar with that, broken up in the four regions centered out of our community colleges, the two-year programs, certificates. I've also been over with Al Anderson talking with him and Wayne Kutzer on technical training. So it's a big part of what we do, and I believe in it, having been out on ships that are full of all those critical systems that you need basically that type of training and retraining, you know, as technology changes.
As you mentioned, I think you're going to hear a lot about that in the coming weeks as you do continue your listening tour. And obviously, we want to pursue that higher education, that whether it be medical or high tech. Or one of the things you talk about is cybersecurity and a real opportunity for North Dakota in that regard.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's in fact, I gave this talk back at the Defense Science Board, is that one can argue that there's two big things happening at the same time which really challenge the military, but they'll challenge our own state, and that is the simultaneous robotic unmanned revolution, which North Dakota is well-positioned, but this cyber revolution, the ability for people to reach in and take control of technologies, take control of critical infrastructure, databases, and it's going to be a huge growth area. We're at a conference on higher education and accreditation for cyber, and one Homeland Security executive said there may be up to 1 million job shortfall in the next 5 to 10 years, if I can remember exactly the time frame. 1 million jobs because of so many systems have to be protected, from small, medium-sized businesses up to the complex businesses and infrastructure. So this is a growth field, and again, we've got our university leaning forward. Minot is really pushing hard on cybersecurity, as are the two research universities. And that could be an initiative. Again, I'm in my early stage here, but something that we as a state incentivize the whole system to begin to build the certificates and the more advanced degrees in this field.
Well, I have to admit that you probably are a little overwhelmed now and got a lot of great thoughts at this point, and you're continuing your listening tour, getting feedback from the citizens. The Greater North Dakota Chamber, in fact, is sponsoring a business-oriented listening tour. You're going to be in Fargo, Grand Forks, Dickinson, Williston, and Minot as part of that. And if people want to learn more about an opportunity to come and hear kind of the discussion that's going on and also be able to ask you questions, you can go out to ndchamber.com to find out where those events are going to be happening. But what do you hope to hear when you go out on this tour? And we've got about 60 seconds left, but what do you hope to accomplish in this next wave of the listening tour?
Well, what I want to hear from is the people that lead our job creation and wealth creation. Several years ago, we had business people come out to our ships. They did wonderful work building them. And they said, you know, remember, we got to make a profit because all these ships come from tax revenue that comes from businesses. Stay in touch with us. And that's what I want to do. I want to hear from these business leaders and the people working at these places of how can we better provide an education program that brings them not just people who have skills they need now, but the ability to have lifetime learning. Because just look how fast things are changing. You get a degree now or you get a 2-year certificate. In 5 or 10 years, things are going to change. So we need to produce students who can work on the job when they show up day one, but then also can relearn and come back and start to teach our schools what we should be providing for the new students. And so that's
you're listening to What's On Your Mind, Mark. Thank you very much. Our guest has been the North Dakota University System Chancellor, Mark Hegarth. And good luck, and thanks for being with us today, Mark.
Thanks for having me, Pat.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Insignia James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Renter Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have a full-service shop with Fortex. They'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We'll be right back. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
And what's on your mind? Pat Thinkin in for me, Scott Hinnon, today after I tell you about MBI Energy Services, one of North Dakota's great companies with all kinds of great careers waiting for you right now. Open positions you'll find at MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page. Positions in Watford City and Williston, Gillette, Wyoming, and Killdeer. Here's a hot oil truck operator and a diesel mechanic that are looking for in Watford City as an example. Great community to live in, great career opportunity, check it out, and much more. MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page. Okay. Also want to tell you about our Twins Fun Bus. Less than 2 weeks away to see the Twins take on the Texas Rangers. It'll be August 13th, that's Thursday, a 12:10 game. Leave at 7 in the morning on the bus. Back after the game, we're going to have a blast. Bus leaves from Fargo. If you need an overnight stay in Fargo, get you a good deal on that, too. Call Marie at 855-200-1776, extension 3, and join us. Great seats behind home plate. Coach ride down there. Make some memories for some Twins baseball. More What's on Your Mind now with the one and only Pat Thinkin. Pat?
Hey, Scotty, thank you very much. You're listening to What's on Your Mind. Pat Thinkin sitting in for the venerable Scott Hinnon. Of course, Todd, the radio god, at the controls for the show. So it's been a great show. I have to tell you, Todd, I don't know if you got a sense in listening, but this Mark Hagerot is the real deal, man. He comes from a 30-year military background. He's incredibly educated. He's worked on nukes, nuclear power, worked in cybersecurity. But he also, what I really like and appreciate about him is the fact that he's not here to tell people what to do, but he's out listening.
Yeah,
to
he's
what
no Hamid Shirvani, is he?
Yeah, well, we weren't going to bring that up. But,
I had to bring it up.
And I was real careful in this not to talk about the past, but to talk about the future, because you've got to give this guy a chance to step in. And there are problems. I mean, this whole open record stuff, we've got to get that under control. We can't let people arbitrarily hide stuff just because they stall long enough to have auto deletes kick in or any of those kinds of things.
True.
But that's the old news. We've got to give this guy, and I'm sure he's hearing about all this as part of what he has to address. But what I'm excited about is the fact that this guy is very much attuned with the fact that higher ed serves a purpose, and that's to facilitate economic growth and creating new wealth in this state. And there's a lot of opportunities for kids in this state, and to have somebody running the show that really understands that and isn't just dealing with the here and now, but look at his discussion about cybersecurity. We talk a lot about oil and engineering and welders and even UA, the unmanned aerial stuff. Those are all very much out on the front edge of what we're doing in North Dakota, but he's going one step further. I just think this is a quality guy. I think he's going to do a great job, and if people give him the chance, he's going to get off the ground fast and do some great things for this state.
The kind of guy we needed, he's the guy. He feels well.
I really feel like that's the case. The fact that the first thing he does is goes out and listens to legislators and now going out into the general public before he really starts to formulate, and that doesn't mean they haven't had to run the place in the meantime. But that it really shows that he's dialed in to making sure that he's serving the taxpayers who ultimately are the constituents in this deal. So anyway, I hope to have him on the show, or Scotty will have him on the show in future on specific issues, but I wanted people to get a chance to really meet him and get to know him. Like I said, he's a quality guy. I was very impressed with him when I met. And so look forward to more of that. And, of course, I encourage you, if you want to meet him for yourself or hear more, he is on the public tour starting this week. And if you want to find out where he is and if how close he is to where you live, you can go to the ndchamber.com, and under upcoming events, you'll see the list of the Chancellor listening tour. And you can find out. The first one is in Fargo on the 4th, so that's coming right up. As part of a little housekeeping, also, for those of you that don't know, you may have seen it in the news today, but the Senate is going to vote on defunding Planned Parenthood today. Obviously, with the revelations that they are in the business of selling baby parts, which is disturbing at so many levels, the Senate has taken up the cause to defund them and make sure that at least they're not doing this kind of activity with your tax dollars. That vote is very likely going to happen today, and one of the people that they're encouraging everyone to reach out to is Heidi Heitkamp. Obviously, we know where Hovind's at. Senator Hovind has been very clear that he supports investigating and defunding. But Heidi, on the other hand, tried to avoid this as long as she could, and finally the Wall Street Journal got her late last week. And as she's saying, she's leaning towards voting against defunding Planned Parenthood. And that vote's going to happen today, so let me give you a phone number you should call and exercise your constitutional right to share your opinion with your U.S. senator. That number is 202-224-2043. That number again is 202-224-2043. I wouldn't waste a lot of time calling John Hovind, but Heidi Heitkamp needs to hear from you if you believe it's time to defund Planned Parenthood in this country. Also want to go back. The other news item that's out there today is, of course, the Clean Power Plan. The Obama administration finally rolled it out. Price tag on this bad boy is $8.4 billion. That's what it's going to cost annually when it's fully implemented. And, of course, that means your utility bills go up $8 billion just in the first year. And what I always find interesting is we do this kind of stuff unilaterally, one, because we're going to do something that nobody else is going to do because so-called the right reason, even though it will have zero effect on emissions in this world, CO2 emissions. So we're going to do that. But also the people that get hit the hardest in this are the people least likely to afford it. You know, energy costs are a big part of lower income families, the costs that they sustain, and increase, you know, this hits them the hardest. So it's just so confusing to me why we go down this path. Does no good, and quite frankly, we could argue the wisdom of the whole CO2 debate, but does no good and hits those that can least afford it. It baffles me why we do this kind of stuff, but it does speak to why we have to make a change in this administration. We have to put, you know, Hillary Clinton's come out and pretty much said that she's going to be Obama too when it comes to environmental issues. She's come out and said, I'm going to do away with fossil fuels and I'm going to, you know, basically the same speech that we've been getting from President Obama over the last 7 years, we're hearing from Hillary Clinton now. And so it is essential that we get into it. And why I'm so serious about this presidential process, I'm sure some of you may have heard the debate that went on last Friday. We talked a lot about the presidential politics on that show. I want to be perfectly clear here, though, because in following some of the postmortem on that show and some of the comments online, I support many of the very, almost all the conservative causes that we talk about, defunding Obamacare, reigning in this government, ending the deficit, all those issues. I take other than the dealing with how we address immigration in terms of those that are already here, I'm right in line with most of those things on a personal level. My complaint is twofold. One, in Donald Trump's case, he is a mile wide and an inch deep. First of all, I don't trust him because a lot of the things he says today is different than what you saw just 2, 4, 6 years ago. He is really, when people complain about people saying what they think, and one of the reasons why they support him, because he's not afraid to say what he thinks. He's doing exactly the opposite. He's telling people what they want to hear. Doesn't matter whether or not he believes it. I don't trust that what he's saying is what he actually will do or what he really thinks. And all you have to do is look at his track record. Beyond that, Ted Cruz is the other thing that drives me crazy, and he's symptomatic of that problem. I am sick to death of these empty gestures. You know, you talk about grandstanding to defund Obamacare as his great battle cry. Do you understand that you know, those people that support him and go, well, we should have defunded Obamacare, by not passing an appropriations or continuing resolution doesn't defund Obamacare. When you don't pass a budget or an appropriations or a CR, the president gets to decide what gets funded and what doesn't. And if you think for a minute that this president is going to go ahead and say, oh, well, then, well, we're going to let Obamacare be defunded. It's empty gestures. And I'm tired of those things. I want to do things that we can accomplish now and then work to elect people so that we can get some of these things done. Because right now, if Ted Cruz was the majority leader in the U.S. Senate, he couldn't defund Obamacare. It just doesn't happen. That's not how the system works, because the president holds the cards. As the only way to do it is to have enough votes to actually defund it, and we don't have that in the Senate. We've got it in the House, and we got to make sure that we elect people this next time to get this done in the House and Senate, but we also need a president who's going to be with us. And that's my point. I wanted to be clear. I support a lot of the same things. I just want somebody I trust to do this, and there's a lot of good candidates running for president. But also, I want to quit doing these empty grandstand gestures that are just about getting attention. I want us to focus on things that actually mean something, that get something done. And if that means until the new president is elected, we're doing things incrementally, that's absolutely where we need to be. Look, we're about wrapping up this last half hour of the show. If you want to be part of the discussion, we'll have some time after the break for callers. We're going to end the show with open lines. The numbers to call are 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. A couple follow-ups to the U.S. Chamber visitors. Here's one email we received. As I said, Mr. Finken, you epitomize why the GOP is near death. No wonder Trump's strong standing in the poll. He's saying what people want to hear. Sadly, you and your chamber cronies think folks are too stupid that they'll buy your lies. Well, it's not a lie. First of all, there's been a lot of accusations online with this that somehow the chamber supports illegal immigration. That's just ridiculous. Nobody supports breaking the law. But we've got to do some things to get this thing back on track in a common sense way. And again, you know, when Donald Trump comes out and says, you know, finally gets asked the question, what are you going to do with the illegals? He says two things. One, well, I'm Donald Trump. I'll figure it out. And two, let's just round up and send him out. Tells me that this guy is not serious. He's a mile wide and an inch deep when you start to press him on reality. In fact, there's a great article this weekend in the Washington Post talking about how his favorite, you know, slogan is, well, you know, when asked about how he's going to do something, he says, well, I'm Donald Trump. What I'm going to do. This is too important to leave to people that are just going to make it up as they go. We need a smart, thoughtful conversation in this country on a lot of fronts, including immigration, including how to deal with the deficit, how to get our health care system under control. I don't know about many of you, but if you employ people and provide health care benefits, what has happened the last few years has been outrageous in terms of the costs. I'm a person that provides health insurance for my people, always have. I didn't need a federal law to do that. But the bottom line is that what we're doing in this country has ratcheted up the cost so much, you have to rethink it. And then, of course, the concept that you go out to these exchanges and somehow that's the panacea. Oh, well, that's going to provide the great solution. Guess what? My current plan is better, cost less than what I can get on the exchange. Worst part is that, you know, it looks like we're coming up on a wall where that current plan has to go away, that my people's health insurance will change because of Obamacare. We've got to get some common sense, but it's got to be thoughtful and bigger than just these talking points and wild gestures that we keep hearing about. That's my beef. And so we'll be back with your comments and thoughts after the break.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dream, big risk, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting our cornfields with our oil fields. PetroServe USA, on the 4-for-4 deal, the hot stuff personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce drink, the two cookies, four items for $4 all day long. It's a great deal. And for NDSU Bison fans, there's no better deal than 25% off all NDSU clothing all month long. So come on in and get ready for the drive for five. There's great grab-and-go specials, too, like Barrel of Fun chips, 8-ounce bags, your choice of flavors, $1.79. Deli Express mini donuts, chocolate powder or crunch, 99 cents. Sour punch candy, 59 cents. Giant sunflower seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39. Firewood, $5.49 each or 2 for $10. And PetroServe USA work gloves, only $12.99 each. Propane, $10 for a fill or an exchange. Those deals and many more at the PetroServe USA location near you. From Mandan to Bemidji. From Wahpeton to Grafton. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Inc.com, the website you want to check out right now. They're adding new trucks every single day and a great inventory. High quality, like new vehicles, incredible deals. S&S Motors Inc.com. You're talking to a customer here, folks. That's right. A proud customer of S&S Motors. I'm on my second truck from S&S, and I tell you, I love working with them. For one, they'll find you whatever you want, and they have these program vehicles. They save a ton of money. They have a large dealer network that they purchase frontline ready units from, so a really good deal. And all the savings comes right to you. So check it out, snsmotorsinc.com, or better yet, come up to the most beautiful place in North Dakota, Watford City, North Dakota. Within literally a stone's throw of S&S Motors, you'll find the best view in North Dakota, anywhere. It's incredible, that north unit of the park. Phenomenal. S&S Motors, Inc., .com, or stop and see them in Watford City and tell them Scott sent you. This is What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Back to the hosts for your fine program in my absence, on vacation, the one and only Pat Finken and Todd Mitchell.
Good morning, Todd and guest host. I just heard you say that you don't trust Donald Trump. Yeah, you got that right. No, we better not trust Donald Trump. I think we should change his name to Donald Trap.
As I mentioned before, my issue is that I believe in a lot of the conservative issues. I consider myself a conservative, but I am tired of soundbite solutions and empty gestures. What this country faces and the opportunities before us to create a great economy in this country are too serious and too important to give to sound bites and empty gestures. We've got to have a meaningful dialogue, and that's what I want to see in this presidential debate, because that's how we win. Look, we've only got a few minutes left. I promised to go to callers. We're going to do that, but each caller gets 30 seconds. George, line one, welcome to the show. You got 30 seconds, buddy.
Yes, hi. I'm interested in knowing exactly what parts are we talking about when we're talking about baby parts. Please inform us, if you will.
Actually, if you read or followed any of the things with the Planned Parenthood issue, there's talking about fetus parts that have been sold for research, something that, number one, is illegal, and number two, that they've denied up until recent history. But that's what it's all about. Let's go to Johnny on line two. John, what's your comment? You got 30 seconds, buddy.
Yeah, you are saying they need a solution to all the illegal immigrants here. Well, it's really, really simple. Stop catering to them. When you go into Walmart, there should be no English or Spanish. Make it all English. We don't have to deport them. If we make it impossible for them to function, they'll deport themselves. Just stop catering to them. No more welfare. Unless you are documented legally in this country and can speak, read, and write English, then you got to go. That's my comment.
Hey, John, thank you very much. Shane, on line three, welcome to the show. You got 30 seconds. What's your comment?
I'm going to pick up what he just said and take it a little further. Once you just start deporting them, they'll start deporting themselves. You ain't even got to do the English only. Once they see we're serious about deportation, they'll start deporting themselves. We won't have to worry about the 20 million. We just take care of about 10,000, and the rest of them will go on their own.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with that, Shane, although I will tell you this. I agree that this is America and that English is the language, and if you're going to do things in this country, you should know how to speak the language. You should know about our history, you know, those kinds of things. And in fact, one of the things I really like to see out of the last legislative session is that we're going to start teaching civics in our schools again. Absolutely right on that. But wow. but people have been deporting for years. You go back before Obama. There was efforts to deport, and it didn't change. You go back to even Eisenhower, who deported 1.5 million. They still had 10 million left. They don't leave just because of that. You have to have a way to handle the situation. It starts by securing the border and figuring out how to get them in here without, or deal with the ones who are here without giving them citizenship. Joe on line four, welcome to the show. You got 30 seconds, buddy.
What I have to say is on the two-party system, how long is it going to take you people to figure out that if it's the two-party system, nothing's going to be done? Just like Boehner and McConnell, the two-party system, they have done nothing. At least Trump will go as an independent. He doesn't need any money. Six of the candidates right now are just got done visiting the Koch brothers. And what do you think, for the money the Koch brothers are going to give them, what do you think, what kind of promises do they have to make for them? The two-party system's a joke. That's why we keep getting this stuff jammed down our throats. We need an independent candidate, and Trump will go independent.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate the call. Jeff on line one. Last one. 30 seconds, buddy. What's on your mind?
Trump looks like a kid with a stick managing a box of Pomeranian puppies looking for attention, and I hope he keeps beating them. And whoever can handle him, I might vote for that guy, because I hope he goes to work with the Democrats, because it's all a bag of garbage, and I'm sick of him.
Well, I got to tell you, I agree with you. And in fact, the last caller is talking about third party. You know, this idea that, okay, if this person's nominated, I'm going to stay home. Or if I don't get my way, I'm not going to participate. Or we're going to support a third party. All of that leads to one thing, and that leads to giving Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden the title of president for the next 4 years. Really, when you get into it, we've got to take back that office if we're going to stop what's going on in this country. And that's critical. And you're absolutely right. Trump's not that guy. In fact, if he's elected, he's just going to be more like Hillary than you think. If you look at his record, that's where he's at. You're listening to What's on Your Mind. Hey, thanks. We'll be back with more tomorrow. Have a great day.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Put up more hay crop in less time with the new Case IH Premium Round Balers. The RB565 Premium Round Baler from Case IH consistently builds dense bales even in varying crop and field conditions. With the new overshot feeder, new 5-bar pickup, the Case IH Premium 565 Round Balers allow you to maximize your productivity on every pass. To find out more on the Case IH RB565 Round Baler, see Border Plains Equipment. They're in Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow, Montana, too, and tell them Scott sent you.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and body extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.